AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
What's up, guys? This is Anthony. Happy New Year. I took a little break off for the podcast editing, but we're back in business now, and now we got the new sign, and we also have new lights right here. They're very cool. Setup looks really great, but one thing I do want to say, the footage for this podcast is a little fuzzy. It's going to get better. I'm getting a new camera and everything like that. But I hope you guys love it. Stay tuned. It's a short one, but a lot of new info and a lot of good things in there. So I hope you guys watch it all. Thank you. And what I love most, she had so much soul. She said, excuse me, we're going to have a little one-on-one interview with different people.
And he did it in casual form. This is going to be a tough play.
What's up, boys? We live? As this is the second episode.
Relishes these situations.
This is the third episode of. What's up, guys? This is the third episode of the Divergent View podcast. I got my cousins on today for the first three-man podcast. I got my cousin Sam right here and my cousin Charlie. Where are you guys from?
So we're actually from Elmhurst, Illinois. It's just a small town. I'm a senior in high school right now, and Sam's a freshman.
Mm-hmm. Very nice, guys. And what are you guys' ages?
I'm 14.
And I'm 17.
All right, guys. This is going to be a great episode.
Let's get it.
What's up, guys? Welcome to segment one. We're going to talk a little bit about sports. Obviously, we haven't been talking a lot about sports, starting off with the NFL. We're going to go straight to the Giants. We're going to talk about Tommy DeVito, you know, undrafted from U of I. And now he's starting, but he was injured last week. But, you know, he's starting the next game. But it's going to be great. And people don't know where the little Italian sign came from. Where do you think it came from?
I was just doing the OB. Oh, you
muted me!
I was just doing the little, like, the OBJ, you know. We don't pay attention to Tommy DeVito. We would go back to the old times. OBJ, you go out, recess football, hit him with the little 1-2 OBJ on his head, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
We don't need no Tommy DeVito. Like, Giants are not that good. They're not going anywhere this year. They're going to have a rebuilding year. Hopefully get a good draft pick, get somebody good. I think they need a better line. Maybe not on the offensive side because for some reason this kid's doing okay. And they can somehow protect him. But
I mean, Daniel Jones is a bum.
The defense is just awful.
I personally think that Saquon, he's goated. But he's on the wrong...
Where did he go to college?
If he was on... He went to Penn State.
He did.
If he was on the Eagles...
We're trying to test him there.
If he was on the Eagles, he would be the top rusher.
And I would disagree because he would probably play behind DeAndre Swift.
I don't think so.
Swift is insane.
I don't think so.
Speaking of Swift, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. Jeez. Yeah.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, now they're 9-5 because of Taylor Swift. You know what I'm saying? Now he's dropping balls all over the place.
Well, the issue is, it's like, it's not that they don't have, like, he's the only good player on that team that Patrick Mahomes can throw to.
Yeah, but they won a Super Bowl without Tyreek. You got to remember that.
Yeah, I'm saying Travis Kelce is the only good receiver they have right now. And the only person they can really throw the ball to, and then
Isaiah Pacheco
wasting his time going to these Taylor Swift concerts. I don't know if you saw the new videos.
Yeah, he's dancing, the other night. You know what I'm saying?
And I think he should not give up his career, especially because this girl, all her songs are about like her like failed love life. So let's say he gives all her time to her, ruins his career, and then she's just gonna eventually probably leave him. So it's just a waste of time.
I mean, you're so true about that. I mean, that's basically what's happening in their schedule. But one thing I do want to say, as you guys seen it from the start, the new merch is out right now. Just DM me for right now. Trying to get the website all set up with Shopify and everything like that. But it's really nice quality, $40, USD $39.99. on the dot. They're really nice quality, and I mean, I think you guys would really love them. But we're going to switch gears to the NBA. You guys know a lot about NBA? A little bit?
A little bit.
Not too much.
Obviously, LeBron James just clinched or won the in-game series and started off with a 1-4 after that. But we're going to see what happens with the Lakers. What do you guys think about the NBA so far? Obviously, Jordan Poole had a return to Golden State. Anything that you guys see with the NBA recently?
Well, so far, I think the season's pretty disappointing. Not a lot going on, you know.
That's true. It's kind of just dry right now.
The Pistons winning two games.
So, first of all, they won their first one. They lost their first one, won their second, won the third, all the way back when the NBA season started. Haven't won a game since.
No more.
2-26 or whatever. I mean, think about it. You just bet against them every game, and you just win millions.
The NBA is just kind of weird, but we're going to, I think, get into a better topic for the next segment, which is King Tut Beard.
Yeah, the King Tut Beard. So when they buried King Tut, right? You know how they put they take all the organs out, right? And they put the golden helmet on. There was a lot of gold on there. Mm-hmm. And you know the beard from the golden helmet. You know the famous beard. It was made out of some emeralds and everything. It actually just cracked off in a museum recently. They tried to glue it back on. Everything, it fell again, you know. And that's a waste of a lot of time and a lot of effort to glue that thing on. And if it breaks, that's a multi-million-dollar piece just down the drain. But they actually went back in time and saw how they repaired it with like all minerals and they figured out how to do it, and it's been holding up ever since. You know what I'm saying?
What about the pyramids? Like, do you think Egyptians like actually built that hand by hand?
And I know this has been talked about in a lot of other podcasts, but I don't understand how they did it. You look at every other way, and I still don't understand. What do you think, Charlie?
I mean, I think they definitely did. I think it probably took maybe decades, probably like 30 years to build those things.
Yeah.
You need people every day, and then you probably stack it up, build the inside, get on top.
Ramps.
Like, every day, and then it's even hot out there. They probably don't work the whole day.
Is, since slavery was back then, how bad it was, my theory was there was just one king who ruled all people, made them work for how long it took. I'm guessing over 50 years, you know. Those are 2-ton blocks that you have to basically line up perfectly. Once you get to the top, if you're an inch off, the whole thing could fall down. I think he just had all those people, you know, just do it. And it took a long time, you know. What do you guys think about the pyramids of Giza?
I personally think maybe like aliens, because I don't think they're getting 2 tons just up this ramp.
Yeah.
They have to like pull that. Think how much manpower you need to get it up all the way up to the top of that pyramid.
The theory is ramps. Obviously they need ramps, but there had to have been some type of infrastructure, like a huge boom. Maybe what if there was like a tow truck back then, you know, like that we just don't know about. I mean, that would simply just take so many years, and I really don't understand how they did it.
I mean, I think that the thing that pyramids make me think of is Night at the Museum, the movie. They got the tablet of Akhmenra that makes all the people, the little characters.
Amon-Ra? For real. Like Amon-Ra St. Brown?
No.
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
You guys ever see that? Night at the Museum?
No.
We're praying for another one to come out, but it's not looking too likely.
I grew up on those movies, personally.
Hey, a new piece of news just recently came out. You could take a train all the way from Orlando to Miami. So that used to be a flight that you could take. It used to be like a 45-minute flight. Now they have a train. You could go first class, and it's all electric train. You could go from Orlando to Miami within 2 to 3 hours. It's been quick, you know, and it's been booming, and a lot of people love it. And it's crazy because you used to be able to take a flight, and now you're just taking that train, you know?
I mean, that's definitely awesome. I just don't live here, so I don't care too much. But what do you think?
Well, what's going on in Chicago?
Just like gangs and like bullets and like a lot of good stuff.
Oh yeah, that's definitely great.
Because in like Illinois, there's only like one big town, so you don't really need transportation to anywhere else.
That's true, but there is a lot of, it's one of the biggest hubs of trains, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But speaking of Chicago, we can go on to Kanye West, because Kanye West has been trying to build his own city for about 10 years now. And he bought a big piece of land. He's trying to build a big city. And I don't know if it's been working. What do you guys think, if it'll work or not?
I mean, because he tried running for president, right?
Yeah.
That didn't work out as well, but...
That was nothing to do with actually trying to run the country, though. That was just trying to get his name out there and get more popularity, even though he already had tons.
Yeah, that's true, too. Okay. But he's trying to build a city and try and civilize it by himself. So he would be the mayor, he would be the president, he would be everything of that city that he wants to build. But it's crazy, even with another guy trying to build a city, Mark Zuckerberg, he's trying to build a $100 million house right now. He bought a big piece of land. He's trying to build this thing huge. But the workers have been fenced in, and he doesn't want anybody to know about it, anybody, because it's supposed to be an underground bunker. Have you guys seen those underground bunkers?
Oh, yeah.
So he's building a huge underground bunker, and it's going to have all his cars, everything, you know, just for, like, any nuclear attacks that he thinks. But he's having all the people that are building it just go behind the scenes so nobody knows what's happening.
I mean, I think we should talk about a different topic here, which is diving belt shipped like a bucket underwater.
That's a great topic. If anybody doesn't know, there's a huge, huge ship right now, and you could use this ship. It has an arm like a crane.
And it's like a bucket underwater.
Yeah, so a bucket underwater. When you throw a bucket underwater...
The air pocket.
Exactly.
There's a nice air pocket. So this thing has an arm that goes down there, and you could basically go all the way down, maybe 1,000 feet, and it'll have an air pocket. So you'll just be walking on the ground while there's 900 feet above you. You know what I'm saying? Isn't that crazy?
And they have to, like, acclimate when they go down there. Like...
Yeah, you see the pressures and everything? Yeah. It's crazy. What do you think about that, Charlie?
I mean, I think that's pretty cool. I've tried it before. Take like a little.
Yeah,
I've
tried it. It's all new.
No, I'm talking about like the air pocket thing. You get like a rubber bin, go underwater with it. There's like a big air pocket. It's definitely cool. It's something that they could probably do a lot with if they research more into it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just something that people think is more of like a trend to try out, and nobody really, I don't think, has seen it as something that you can actually...
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, you know, I used to grab that 5-gallon Home Depot bucket, put it over your head when you're swimming, you have three people, and you're just breathing underwater. That's basically
like
what's
the Mr.
happening.
Beast videos.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Mr. Wait, Beast.
Who's that?
Mr. Beast? You don't know who Mr. Beast is?
I know him.
I know him.
I know him.
Do you know him?
Yes.
Like, personally?
Not personally. I wish I did.
Well... We're going to switch topics.
I want to go, like, going back to, like, the fake pyramids.
Okay.
What do you think about, like, the moon landing? Do you think it's fake? Do you think it's real?
100 billion percent it's fake. It's fake for sure. And one thing to mention, too, is that we haven't been back to the moon since. So
right.
We, in my opinion, have never been to the moon.
Right. Because I think the USA just wanted to win the space war so bad. That they threw this out here, didn't even like try and
it was
like,
a space race. It wasn't a war. Nobody fought.
My bad.
No worries.
Well, the space race, as Charlie said, we were fighting for the title, and we won it.
Do you remember who we were fighting with?
We were fighting Russia? With Russia.
Congrats.
And we supposedly sent our guys up into space, and they supposedly landed on the moon, but I think it was all staged. If you look at it, it's all black background. There's no stars. There's no nothing.
Wait, who was up there?
Footprints.
Billy Armstrong?
No.
Jimmy Armstrong?
Lance Armstrong?
Neil Armstrong.
Neil Armstrong? Yeah. Stretch Armstrong?
Neil A?
Didn't we send like Steve Harvey up there or no? Was he on that?
No.
Our flag's up there supposedly. I just don't think we've ever been up there, and it's never happened too. That's the sad part, and we're trying to make a mission to go up there. All right, guys, segment 3. It's going to be a short one. I just want to point out a couple things. We got custom embroidered hats, you know. A couple other cosmetics coming too. I know I said this last one. This is not going to be here no longer. We're going to have a big LED sign. It's going to be lit. What do you guys think about that LED sign? You guys are going to love it?
I think it's going to be insane.
I think it's a great idea.
People should also go follow the Abominable Locks page. Best content I've ever seen has just been released there. We have our Uncle Tommy J on there.
Very nice. Santa Claus. Great guy. Tommy J. Santa
Claus. I mean, he's always going insane, saying the most random stuff. It's really hilarious. And, I mean, the portable microphone that he has, he could be doing interviews everywhere.
That's so true, you know. I love to hear that. And we actually might get one more mic. We got one more slot right here, so we could see a four-man podcast outside, you know, poolside. That's what I'm saying. But I really want to post more often, and I'm sorry that I couldn't get more out. But I really just want to say thank you, guys.
And yeah, I want to say thank you for having us on here.
For sure, man. Anytime.
Yeah, it's been Charlie. A great time. Great I mean, to share our divergent views.
Thank you, man. Thank you. But I mean, thank you for viewing this. You guys are the ones behind everything. And I hope the merch really claps up. So let's clap this thing up. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it. Let's clap it up, boys. Thank you, guys. We'll be back soon. If you know what I mean, you know what I mean, boys.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.